There seems to be a growing disconnect between Congress and the increasing number of hungry people elsewhere in the nation. David Goodman, executive director of the Redwood Empire Food Bank, says the most recent reductions in federal support for their work could hardly have come at a worse time.
In Washington, when they decide that they want to cut spending, it often rests on the back of the people who need help the most. We have seen an 11% increase in 1 year. 8,000 new faces arrived at the Redwood Empire Food Bank in need of food assistance last year. And the notion that there's a cut of support at the same time that we have the greatest increase in need in our history is a little hard to fathom.
Yet that is exactly what's happening.
We receive food commodities through the federal government, and we also receive some funds to transport them. Already in the House of Representatives, they've cut the amount of food guaranteed for low-income people by 20%, and that's now in the Senate. So what that means is that more people come to the food bank, and the food bank doesn't have the food to provide them. So we're faced with the terrible decision of either less food for everyone or no food for some.
But Goodman says his organization is not willing to make what he calls an intolerable choice.
We are an organization that feeds the people and then figures out how to make sure that we have the funds to do it. We do not wait for the funding to come before we start feeding people, and we also don't fear the cuts. We work in a community that when we express the need to a person, they step up and they support what we're doing.
That's a bold position to take, but one, Goodman says, is demanded by a basic human need that continues to increase.
Need is up. We are nowhere near through this economic downturn. In fact, yesterday there was a woman milling about outside the food bank, and she was out there for a while, and then I saw her walk in the lobby, and I said, "Can I help you?" And she just quietly said, "I need food." She was just mustering up the courage to come in.
No one wants to be in that position. And it can be traumatic for those who find themselves there for the first time.
People that were previously successful that now find themselves without a job, without a home, without income, have to learn a whole new skill set, which is, one, how to ask for help, and then where to go for it.
The Redwood Empire Food Bank operates on a $5 million annual budget, using that to provide and distribute $20 million in food. But even that 4-to-1 level of efficiency is not enough to meet the demand. So, even as he waits for final word on those pending cuts from the Senate and joins in the national lobbying effort to fend them off or minimize them, Goodman says he's also beginning to reframe the way he thinks about feeding Sonoma County's neediest citizens.
No one's coming in to help us here in Sonoma County. No one's coming in on a white horse to save the day. Hunger is very local, and it is for all of us in every community, every town, every municipality to take care of our own.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.